Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Well, we are going to get reports from going up the mountain and swerving to be kind. So the assignment from yesterday was, if you stop to be kind, you must swerve often from your path. Today, swerve a little for kindness sake. In fact, pay attention to what happens when you swerve a lot. What is it like to focus on kindness as the path? Record and listen each time you notice being present to kindness. Here we go. Here's our first call.
Yeah. Well, wait. Yeah, 1 second. I wanted to add something to that because that quote, when we first looked at it, I thought, your path, that's path is so often used the way Taoists use the way, that it signifies something other than my little karmic meander through life. That's not the path we're talking about. And when we do something like this practice that we're describing, what we get to realize is that path goes from path with lowercase p, which is my little ego going along, to the realization that the path has capital P, and it's the real path that we're on is much larger than the one we think we're on or believe we're on. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that that's exactly how the quote is written, that the quote is lowercase p. And then when we wrote the assignment, it's uppercase, that kindness is the path with a uppercase p, where the swerving is from karmic to the way. So real appreciation to that being pointed out.
Mm. Yeah, because otherwise it's easy for us to get talked into believing that what's really going on is what ego is telling us is going on, which is not what's going on at all. All right, now I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay, here's the first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Hey, all right, I got my computer to work. Yay.
Yes, because you sound good.
Yeah, good. I love that you just had that discussion and that distinction because that's exactly what I saw in it. So if I could describe it, I'm going along and maybe something as simple as I pass my dog and I notice my dog's kind of looking at me, but I'm in something in my head, and I stop, and I swerve to kindness. So I'm on that lowercase p, turn to my attention to the dog, to stop, sit down, pet the dog, be with the dog, and I'm right on the uppercase p.
Right.
You know? And that was my experience of it all day long. It continually brought me back. Because being present just made me, I was present, and I was back on the path.
Yes, and to me, the importance of that is the recognition of the path that you're actually on, right? Because when you look at that dog and you realize, I'm so caught up in my head that here's this loving creature who adores me and just wants some time and attention from me, and I can't see her because I'm so busy following ego around in a conditioned mind. You stop, you're with the dog, and in that stopping and the turning the attention, the stopping, you remember who you are.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. And I could hear in my own head, I would be like, I'm swerving on the path. it was like I actually was like envisioning all day long that I was like turning the wheel. I loved that swerving, what was swerving often on your path to kindness. And it was like, where is kindness? It's everywhere. And so it was swerving all day long. And, I, the other thing I wanted to say is that with all of these daily assignments, they all are so, they're blending all into each other so that it feels to me like more and more of my time is spent in redirecting back and coming back, and I am coming back more and more and more, and I'm coming back in awareness. Do you know, I'm aware of that's what I'm doing and that's where I've been, and how easy that movement is.
Yes. Then we were talking about that last night at the monastery, as a matter of fact, that exact thing, that this daily practice, and as you say, it all runs together. When we talk about all the descriptions for center are different words for the same experience of center. So whether it's kindness or gratitude or abundance or generosity or respect, or, you know, we could just go on and on and on. They're all subtle differences or different facets of the same jewel, right? And so in that way, all of these quotes are turning into kind of one quote. We may not be able to put it into words, but we know what they're all pointing to, and it's the exact same experience. And we're in that experience more and more of our days.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so much so. I mean, this is my favorite thing we've ever done. And mm-hmm. I know everybody else has said the same thing. And I just wanted to say one other thing that I've been doing with it that someone else might like, but I've been writing down all the assignments in a book, and then that when we're on the call, I take notes, and then I record everything. You know, I record the things that I really want to remember and then listen to on a Sunday. So go through a week, and then, I mean, I'll be recording it, but I'll make sure that Sunday I listen to everything. And it's like, wow, that was an amazing week. And
yeah. And then with what you're describing, the next week sort of folds into that week.
Yes.
Right? So, and it grows. And as our awareness is expanding, every life is getting bigger. It's we see joy, as you say. We see kindness everywhere. We're remembering who we are. We're coming back to home. It's glorious.
Yeah, and even if in a moment I can't remember what the daily assignment is, I know what to do.
That's right. Yeah, there is no problem. It's like being really well trained in a fire drill, right?
It's no problem that I can't remember the exact words of the assignment. I know what to do. I know where it's going. I know here's where I am. Here's where I want to be. Or sometimes I'll be be on the path, capital P, and sometimes not. But that's it. It's just that constant movement. It's just, it's incredible.
It's magical. And it is practice. Right? It is practice. And that's the other thing before I let you go. Sorry, but this is, I love this. So, you know, with practice, whenever we start with practice, and we may have started with practice before this practice, right? But there is this, we keep running into people who are saying these things, you know, having these experiences. And to whatever degree we resonate with that, and even though we might not think we have the experience they're talking about, or sometimes we don't know what they're talking about, there's a sense that they know what they're talking about, right? And that growing awareness, that growing clarity, that sense of, and then moving to a place where I do know what they're talking about. I actually do. I'm actually living in the place that they're describing. I know where that is. And as you say, I might not be there in any given moment, but I know where it is, and I know how to get there.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, so important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye, Ashwini.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Janet. Glorious and incredible. Well, that's about sums it up.
Yes. Yeah. We just walk around and grin. You start reading those Rumi poems, you know, those ecstatic chaps and chapettes, and think, oh yeah, okay. I know what they're talking about. I get it. Right, I get it.
Mm-hmm. And truly, I get it. Not I long for it. I wish I could do it. I resonate with it. But it's my experience.
It's my experience. In this very moment, and I've been practicing enough that I know that in this moment, when I get it, I get it. And the voice that might come in a split second later to say, well, yeah, but you don't live it. Yeah, but what about yesterday when you didn't? I'm living it right now in this moment.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Anne from England.
Well, hello.
Oh, hi, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Are we joining you for tea?
Yes, a little bit early for my tea, but yes, it's 5 o'clock or 5:10 here in rainy England.
Well, hopefully there's a little sunshine in this conversation.
Yeah, there is. Well, I just wanted to say that I swerved all day and I go happy.
Oh, good.
And like Janet, I'm sitting here with my little doggy, giving him a little bit of me time while I'm listening to this amazing show.
And receiving a dose of unconditional love.
Oh yeah. He's now got his belly up, so all in the sign of trust.
Yeah.
Hey. So yeah, this show has been amazing, and have tried to be here every day. And today I woke up with an unbelievable onslaught of conditioning, and I was lying there thinking, why am I listening to this? I need to swerve all day, and I've just had the best day. It's just been amazing. Because, you know, sometimes you find yourself getting caught in the mind, and you think, why am I doing this? Just get up and do something. And as soon as you make that move, I've just had the most amazing day. It's been brilliant, really, really amazing.
That's wonderful. I with this quote, I don't know about anybody else, but the first time I saw a motorcycle going down the road, swerving, you know, you could picture that they're listening to music, and they're just going from side to side, kind of like water skiing or snow skiing, you know, just this beautiful rhythmic movement of swerving, which sounds like kind of a harsh word for it because it's much more melodic and like a dance movement. And I'll confess that if I find myself out on a road where there isn't anybody, I'll start driving that way because it's just so fun to go with that swerve. And that movement to me is so feels like what's being expressed with this quote and with the coming back to kindness and that and the joy of being in the present and just feeling like the movement of life. I think that's why we're so attracted to those kinds of activities that put us in that sort of I'm doing it with my hands, Anne, if you can see me. You know,
the movement itself creates the energy to continue the swerving.
Yes, exactly. So when, I'm lying there and the voices, you know, kick in and want to, whatever they do. So we can get up out of bed and we can just kind of swerve, dance our way, into the next activity. Because I remember to do that, then I'm certainly remembering to be present.
Definitely, and it's an act of kindness in itself to yourself, isn't it? Right, I don't need to listen to these voices. It's not very kind. I just need to go and enjoy myself and let the next thing... The world of opposites, that's what it felt like to me, you know, the world of opposites. Okay, what's the opposite?
Well, I love that phrase you just used. I think it's one of the most powerful in the English language, enjoy myself.
Yeah.
How was the party? Oh, I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
If we really took that in, we would realize one of the big secrets to the universe, right? And so, yes, it's your life, it's your day, and you get to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and that was my experience. It was just brilliant. I had so much fun. All things happened that I wouldn't even have thought of. I just said yes to everything and just went with it, and it was just brilliant.
You're getting our way through the day.
Yeah, when I was a kid and I was at school, I remember the teacher would always say, what's your favorite adjective? And I would say, kindness. And say, oh, say a more exciting one, or say something that's a bit less boring. And I'm like, how can that be boring? I remember being six and someone saying to me, but kindness is a boring word, but it's not. It's the most powerful word. Just very strange. That's always stuck with me.
Well, it's boring to ego.
Yeah.
it's boring to ego. And so there's you know, we don't have to be judgmental about it, but there's a little insight into whomever would say kindness is a boring word or a boring action.
No, it's always been my experience, you know, that being kind is like just the most all-embracing act.
Yeah, it's holy, isn't it?
Yeah, all-embracing. It's just, you can't even describe it really how powerful it is, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
So thank you both very much. I've had a brilliant day.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Anne. Kiss the little baby for us, okay? Give a little tummy scratch for us.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, Sherry. Bye, Ashwini. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, I just love it. I just love that that conversation about kindness. You know, Sherry, I'm looking out of my window, and there's this beautiful little dove that's going to a bird bath there's no water. And the desire to swerve out of the call to go fill the water up so the bird won't be disappointed.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, that's that impulse, right, that we're talking about. And I had one of those really, really deep, dark moments where the self-hate was so loud that it's like, I can't do this. And one of the things that I came back to is, I know if all I can do is be kind, I know how to do that. You know, it's something so basically intrinsic to our ability that's one thing that the voices can't take away from you. Of course I can be kind.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard to know in there which is the moment, right? It's kind of what Janet was pointing at. You know, I know what to do. And that drops in and you're home. You're back. You remember who you are and that darkness isn't real and this is, and I choose kindness and I want to be in life.
Mm-hmm. Such a direct route, like gratitude, it's such a direct route to an action expression of life.
Yes. Yeah. Doesn't cost money, doesn't take time, doesn't anything. We're right here.
Feed a bird. I mean, add water to a bird bath. That's kindness.
Yes. Yeah. And to the bird, it's huge.
To the bird. Yeah. Yeah.
It's that little doggy getting the tummy scratch, right?
Yes.
Little dog, that's the whole universe right there.
For the human, it is the most extraordinary experience of awareness of what we are.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Well, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Lakota.
Hey, Lakota.
Hey, Lakota.
Hey. Oh, I'm just sitting here with like tears of joy in my eyes, like so happy to be a part of this conversation. It's just so beautiful. The images, you know, scratching his tummy, the kindness that arises, you know, seeing the bird and not wanting the bird to be disappointed. Like, it just went right there to that physical experience of kindness in the heart. It's just a warm glow. It's a wonderful thing. And it's amazing that, like, here I am, you know, I'm just sitting at the table in my little house and listening to a phone call and having this experience. it's pretty magical.
It really is, and that's the whole deal, isn't it? Lakota, that's why we get together like this. That's why we have these conversations. That's why we practice together. Because one little phrase, and we can just feel our hearts open. We're right here. Tears of joy fill our eyes. We just wouldn't be anywhere else doing anything else, and we're repeating that. We're repeating that just moment by moment by moment by moment.
Yeah, we are. Oh, gosh, I got goosebumps. This is just so good. And I'm just loving this Project Joy show and that we have this opportunity to do this like every day. It's amazing. And just a process level, it has felt so incredible. Like from before the whole thing began, just making that heartfelt commitment, like I'm going to show up every day. I'm going to do every assignment. I'm going to be on every call that I can be. If I miss a call, I'm going to listen to that recording right away. I'm going to do the assignment. Because I want to, you know, and then showing up day after day and keeping that commitment and proving to myself that I'm the person that's showing up to take care of this because I love this life. I love the experience of joy, enjoying myself. And this is the way there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that you're a part of this for you and for everybody else.
No, there's that too. Yeah, absolutely. Just getting it too, like putting myself in the queue and recognizing like it's everyone's participation really matters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's critical.
Yeah.
As Jenny always says, it takes every single node of intelligence for us to be able to sense the whole picture.
Yeah. It sure does.
Right, because the Buddha said it all. Right, he really did say it all, but we didn't get it. Right, so it takes us hearing it in that way from that person, and that way from that person. And in that moment, that person said it that way, and a light came on for us. Right?
Oh yeah, that is so my experience. I'll be walking along throughout the day, and then out of the blue, something will drop in that something I heard, you know, in a conversation between you and a participant on this call, you know, maybe something from a coaching call, something from some, you know, other node of intelligence in Sangha drops in and just like really lands somewhere and resonates like, oh my gosh, wow. And I never would have seen it like that if it weren't for that person expressing it in that particular way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We need each other.
We sure do.
Which explains absolutely why those voices in the head are trying to get us to isolate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crystal clear. When we realize how much we receive from one another, how important it is, Bodhi, Dharma, Sangha. You know, it's one of those where I go to with Jesus. What seemed important to Jesus? Well, he said, "Don't judge." In every conversation he had with anybody, right? So I'm thinking that was that's a big clue for us, right? That would be an important place for us to look, right? And Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. It's not just enlightenment and the teachings. It's the people who are practicing together. There's another big clue for us. We need that.
Absolutely.
And we don't need to just, as you're indicating, it's not just, I'll show up and learn from everybody else. No, we make ourselves vulnerable. We put out there what we're seeing, what's going on with us. And that's how we assist one another, support one another.
Yeah, and the remarkable thing is the actual experience is nothing like what the voices say, you know, because there's whatever there is, you know, prior to participation that can sometimes arise, the dread, the like, oh, I don't know, I don't have any, you know, the voices conversation, you don't have anything to say.
I don't want to do it.
Blah, blah, blah. And then I do it.
I sleep in.
Yeah. And then there's just all that energy released, you know, all that joy, all that freedom. Like, oh, my gosh, this is what was hiding behind that little wall of resistance. No wonder.
Right. No wonder. Yeah. So it's going to be like Anne. I'm going to get up and I'm going to dance across the room and and get into the movement of life.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh! And speaking of dancing, like that conversation about swerving just lit me up so much. That just like that image is just so beautiful. When I was recording about the assignment yesterday, just seeing how ego is all about, like, you know, point A to point B. It's like, and it's always the content. Of
straight lines.
Like, you gotta get from here to there where you get XYZ and then blah blah blah, and it's just this grim determination to get there. And then, you know, the movement of swerving, I mean, it's just so beautiful. It so perfectly interrupts that, you know, that ego process. Like, I'm gonna swerve and just enjoy myself as I'm dancing through the day. You know, that's the kindness.
Yeah, because with that point A to point B, urgent, got to get there, the whole message is don't be here. Because you're going somewhere. It's over there. You got to get there. Get there. Get there. Get there. Don't be here. And when we're swerving, you know, if we really want to live through the experience, then we do need to pay attention. We do need to be where we are. And with that movement, that flow, what happens with the body as the sensations in the body change to that rhythmic flow. Being here is clearly the place that we want to be.
I'm in the experience of that flow, just listening to you talk about it. It's just the most amazing thing that happens. Yeah.
Yes.
And as you describe it too, I was just, the phrase that was coming in was the process is the outcome, that being in that swerving, being in that flow, that's what I'm looking for anyway. I mean, that's what gets promised at, you know, at the end of the grim determined march to XYZ. Then the voices say, then you can experience that flow and that joy. Well, why wait?
Why wait? Why wait? I'll have it here and I'll have it there. Thank you very much. You know, the piece of that that, again, that you said, Lakota, that I just want to underline. We are talked into, so, you know, we're talking about this movement, this flow, this swerving, and you're having the experience. You feel it in your body as the conversation is going on. We are talked into the experience that we have of life. Mm-hmm. That is just the most critical awareness to have. When we're caught in that negativity of conditioned mind, we are being talked into that experience of life. Literally, it is the conversation. We are talked into. And so if we want to have a joyous experience of life, we have to practice talking ourselves into it until we get to the point where we can simply be in it. And we're not there yet.
Amen. Amen. Yeah,
thanks.
That's the magic of recording and listening, you know? Like,
it sure is.
The mechanism behind why that works. And the voices would say,
that's right.
Well, this is silly. You can't just talk yourself into feeling good. And it's like, oh, really? I mean, that's how everything
Watch
else
me.
Works.
Listen up.
Yeah. If you can talk me into feeling bad, then I don't see why I couldn't talk myself into feeling great.
That's right. And then we do it and we prove it. Yeah.
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 That's so important. Well, all right. Well, thank you, Lakota.
Thanks, Sherry.
Lakota.
Thanks, Destiny.
Bye-bye. Go happy.
Sherry, we're at 9:28. Shall I try to bring another caller in or save that?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
No. I think not, because I bet you have something to say about what we were just talking about.
Well, yes. I just, that ability to do, it's what Janet started us out with, that the simple truth is redirect of attention, right? To have that awareness, to be able to recognize that we're on the small p path, and that we have the ability to switch it through talking ourselves into what we're attending to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the miracle. Yeah. It's miraculous, and I love what Lakota said, that is the kindness. The kindness is to redirect the attention.
Yes, and that's back to that fire drill image, right? If we just get that, that's you know, if that's what we write on the back of our hand, redirect attention, then we know when the fire bell goes, we look down. What do I? Oh my God! What do I do? Look down. Redirect attention. Okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, here I am.
Yeah. Well, it really brings me to a point that I've been looking at for a while, where, you know, there are people who say you can't be happy all the time, or things happen to me that are difficult. And the interesting part is not to get involved in the content of it, but realize the process of it, right? So I'm in suffering. That's a process. I have the ability not to suffer. That's a process. I have the ability to redirect the attention from one path, the small one, to the path with a capital P, and and that process is kindness, and that's also a process. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you get to a process view of the world, it isn't a problem that the content is difficult.
Yes.
It just becomes that the process of switching the tracks is a little bit more... it takes a little longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So last night in a group at the monastery, somebody was talking about getting to the end of the day, and it was one of the kindness days, and that she was feeling a little bit depressed. And she recognized that she was feeling a little bit depressed. And she was aware of being happy that she was there, present to, recognizing that there was this feeling of being a little bit depressed. Mm-hmm. And I just love that, because the assumption is that I need to be having a life experience other than the one I'm having in order to be all right.
Yeah.
But the joy that we're talking about includes everything.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, well, that takes a few times. We must be holy without holiness. We must be whole, complete. That's being holy. Any other kind of holiness is false, a snare, and a delusion. Today, without judgment or conclusions, consider ways in which you could be more whole, more here. Notice how attention is fractured by the conversation and conditioned mind and prevents wholeness. Practice being wholehearted. Practice bringing wholeheartedness into everyday activities. Record and listen several times throughout the day about what it's like to experience the holiness of wholeness.
Mm. My teacher used to say, if something is worth doing, it's worth doing with two hands.
Yes.
Which is, I always loved as a great statement against the notion of multitasking, which is one of the big tools for conditioned mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that
fractal attention,
participation. Yeah, fractured attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so can we be wholeheartedly present to and participating in everything that's unfolding for us throughout the day?
Mm.
Love it.
Love it.
Mm.
All right. Well, that is our assignment for Friday. So we'll see everyone on Monday morning.
There's the reminder. So an assignment is going to come out on Saturday, which we want to look for, and one on Sunday that we want to look for. And then we have Mondays, which I love because we have the big catch up on all three of those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks,
Ashwini. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Deep Gesho.